Sitka Sound Science Center board member Scott Harris says the roots of the Science Center belong to Sheldon Jackson College.
There is a core group of us that have had a dream, and the dream is the same, whether it was SJ or now the Science Center. And the dream was for there to be a research and education facility center on the edge of the Pacific Ocean, and Sitka is the best place for that. That was our dream, and that dream's still alive.
A former outdoor leadership professor at SJ, Harris says when the college closed in June of 2007, the rug was temporarily pulled out from under that dream.
I like to think of Sitka as either a place that you either have to make sacrifices for your career, especially if you're a professional, or you have to build it yourself. And none of us wanted to leave Sitka. We were dedicated to our careers, which was research and education, but we were also dedicated to making that happen in Sitka. So we realized that we had to build it ourselves. And that's how the dream of the Science Center was created.
That idea has progressed rapidly in just over a year, helped in large part by a $250,000 grant from the state. Originally, it was supposed to be a three-year legislative grant, but Sitka Sound Science Center Executive Director John Stein says with the new legislature, they'll have to reapply for those funds.
Like a lot of nonprofit organizations, the Sitka Sound Science Center is on edge funding-wise. I think most nonprofits find themselves in critical situations, and being a brand-new organization, funding is definitely critical.
But Stein says community donations have also been extremely generous, as well as a grant from NOAA for Jan Straley to work on a study about the Exxon Valdez oil spill. Board members Kitty LaBounty and Marisa Chilius have also done NOAA-funded studies on microbes in muskeg, and board president Keith Cox also does NOAA-funded research. The hatchery itself, described by Harris as the nucleus of the Science Center, generated about $90,000 through its cost recovery of returning salmon. $70,000 of that was net profit, which Stein says was split with SJ. Dan Goodness, manager of the hatchery, says before SJ closed, sophomores from the Fish 220 class were the laborers who did the egg takes and other work to keep things running. After the college closed, suddenly he realized he needed help.
There has been a turnout from the community that's just absolutely unprecedented. The people that volunteered because I wrote a letter to the editor or I sent out my newsletter letting it be known, this big event is about to happen. We're going to need help. Could you come in there and be there for us? So many people showed up.
Goodness says he realized that he and his fish culturist weren't alone anymore, but the whole community kept the hatchery running. He says that's what got them through the last year.
And in exchange, I felt that the least we could do is provide education. Keep it going. Why should that hatchery not continue to train people? Anybody who wants to learn about salmon can come there and learn for free in exchange for a little labor.
Education and research continue to be the focus for the Science Center. And Stein says many of the local schools, including Mount Edgecombe and Pacific High, use it for labs and classes, and they have partnerships with UAS and UAF. As well, the Molly Algren Aquarium houses fancy nudibranch specimens and a six-foot-long lavender wolf eel.
The aquarium's a great visitor attraction in the summer. We logged about 3,000 visitors, and we think that's about 1 in 10 who actually signed the book. So we think, you know, most of the folks that make their way up towards the National Historical Park stop in.
Stein says they are also very interested in partnering with whichever entity may take over the core campus for future educational and training opportunities. The goal of the Sitka Sound Science Center is to continue the legacy and build Sitka's potential as an educational and scientific community. And according to Scott Harris, it's also allowing a lot of scientists to keep their careers in town. In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.